morning we're looking at the life of King Jehoshaphat. So, if you remember last week, or 2 weeks ago, Michael spoke upon King Asa, and in the timeline we had King Asa and then Jehoshaphat, the son, is next. And last week, Daryl spoke on Ahab, who was king of Israel. So, remember, King Asa he followed the Lord, and as long as he served the Lord was with him, and then King Ahab was a wicked king and did not serve the Lord. So, before we begin, let's just open a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this day today. Thank you for the love of the word that we can enjoy. And thank you that we can gather together this morning. I pray that we would learn something from your word this morning and that you bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. So King Jehoshaphat, he begins his reign at age 35, and he reigns for 25 years over Judah. So if we turn to 2 Chronicles 17, reading from verse 1 to 11. And Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead and strengthened himself against Israel. And he placed forces in all the fenced cities of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa his father had taken. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David, and sought not unto Baalim, but sought unto the Lord of his fathers, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doing of Israel. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance, and his heart was lifted up into the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he took away the high places and the groves out of Judah. Also in the third year of his reign, he sent to his priests, even to Ben-Hali, and to Obadiah and Zechariah, and to Nathaniel and to Micaiah to teach in the cities of Judah. And with them he sent Levites, even Shemaiah and Azaniah and Zedekiah and Asael and Shemaroth and Jonathan and Adonijah and Levites, and with them Elishamai and Jehoram priests. And they taught in Judah and the book of the law of the Lord with them, and went about throughout the cities of Judah and taught the people. And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the land that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. Also some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and tribute silver, and the Arabians brought him flocks, even 7,700 rams and 7,700 goats. So we see that Jehoshaphat is following the Lord, and while he's serving the Lord is blessing him abundantly. And we also see in verse in the next chapter, he set judges to judge. So in 2 Chronicles 19:6, he says, he set judges, and he said to them, take heed what you do, for you judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. And then in 1 Kings 22:46, he also removes, he removes the Sodomites which were remaining in the land from his father's rape. So there are three very interesting battles in the life of Jehoshaphat, and we're going to look at two of the battles mostly. So, on the map. Yeah, everybody see that okay? We have the kingdom of Judah in blue and kingdom of Israel in the pink. And the battle that we are first going to look at is the one in Ramoth Gilead. And the second battle is against Moab and Edom. And so the enemy is coming down from, I guess geographically it would be, that would be down, but it's up on the map. So if we turn together to chapter 18 of 2 Chronicles, so we see Jehoshaphat's reign starts off strong and he is serving the Lord, but then he joins alliance with King Ahab, and this is the marriage alliance he arranged with his son and Ahab's daughter, so the daughter of Ahab and the infamous Jezebel, that is Elithia. So he arranges that marriage and then he is has alliance with King Ahab. So we start reading verse 1, chapter 18, and we'll read to verse 32. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor and abundance and joined affinity with Ahab. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance, and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded them to go with him to Ramoth Gilead. And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, wilt thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead? And he answered, I am as thou art, and my people and thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, of the Lord, the word of the Lord today. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of the prophets 400 men, and said unto them, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And they said, go up, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not yet a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? So, what stands out to me in this passage before we continue reading is the two differences. We have truth and lies very distinctly seen in this passage. So keep that in mind as we continue reading, and so that we pick up again in verse 7. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man by whom you may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied of good unto me, but always evil. And said, the same is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. And the king of Israel called for one of the officers and said, fetch quickly Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel And Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, sat either of them on his throne, clothed in their robes, and they sat in a void place at the entering of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenaniah, had made him horn of iron, and said, Thus saith the Lord, with these shalt thou push Syria until they are consumed. And all the prophets prophesied, so saying, Go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver them into the hand of the king. The messenger that went to call Micaiah said to him, saying, Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. And Micaiah said, As the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak. And when he was come to the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And he said, Go ye up and prosper, and they shall be delivered unto your hand. And the king said unto him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? And he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master, let them return. Let them return therefore every man to his house in peace. And the king said unto Jehoshaphat, Did not I tell thee that he would not prophesy good unto me but evil? Again he said, Therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up to fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one spake, saying, After this manner, and another spake after that manner. Then they came out of spirit and stood before the Lord, and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, Thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so. And now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil against thee. Then Zedekiah the son of Chenaniah came near and smote Micaiah upon the cheek, and said, Which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, Behold, thou shalt see in that day when thou shalt go into the inner chamber to hide thyself. Then the king of Israel said, Take ye Micaiah and carry him back to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, Thus saith the king, Put this fellow in prison and feed him with bread of affliction and water of affliction until I return in peace. And Micaiah said, If thou certainly return in peace, then hath not the Lord spoken by me. And he said, Hearken, all ye people. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up unto Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and go into the battle, and put thou on thy robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went into the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captain of his chariots that were with him, saying, Fight ye not with small nor great, save only the king of Israel. And it came to pass when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they said, It is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed him about to fight. And Jehoshaphat cried out, and they fought him. God moved them to depart from him. And it came to pass when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, and turned back again from pursuing him. So we had 400 prophets that were false prophets. listen to that. So, some of the things that I was thinking about with the differences between the lies and the truths that we see are around the world. So it really stands out to me what Micaiah said. His name, by the way, means who is like the Lord. So in chapter 18, 12, and 13, we saw that the messenger wanted him to say what the king wanted to hear and what everyone else was saying, but he says, "As the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak." And so we saw the 400 prophets telling lies, and a few verses that I was thinking of. One is found in John 8:44-47. Jesus says, "Ye are the father of lies. Ye are of your father the devil, the less your father he will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth, because there is no truth in him. Then he speaketh the when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe him not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God." That's Jesus speaking to those who do not want to believe. And so the devil has been fighting against the truth since the beginning of time, as we know. That's how he tempted Eve by lying to her, and it is very, very prevalent in our culture today as well. We see, like, our postmodern, post-truth culture, the abundance of lies, and in many situations, truth is denounced as unloving because people don't want to hear it, but truth is what people need to hear, and that is actually what is loving to tell people, as we see in 1 John, or it's actually Ephesians, sorry, it says, "We are to speak the truth in love." Change the truth of God into a lie and worship. chapter 19, verses 1 to 4. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hananiah, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, "Shouldst thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Wherefore the wrath of God, the wrath is upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land, and prepared thine heart to seek God." And Jehoshaphat dwelt in Jerusalem, and he went out again to the people from Beersheba to bring Ephraim to Mount Ephraim, and brought them back unto the Lord God of their fathers. So you see, he does make a mistake there, but he goes and brings the people back to the Lord. Look at the next battle. The second battle is quite different. We see the contrast of Jehoshaphat not listening to the true prophet, and then the next story, the verse that stands out to me is verse 20, which says, Jehoshaphat says to the people, "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." Get there, but first let's read 2 Chronicles 23 and 5. Sorry, 2 Chronicles 25, 5 to 13. There's the Ammonites, sorry, the Moabites and the Edomites are coming against Judah, and the and read Jehoshaphat's prayer for deliverance in this passage. So, chapter 22, Chronicles 25 to 13. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, "O Lord God of our fathers, art thou not God in heaven, and rulest not thou of all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God? Thou didst drive out the inhabitants of the land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever. And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name's sake. If an evil come upon us, a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, and thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldst not let Israel invade when they return to the land of Egypt, but they turn from them and destroy them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of that possession which thou gavest us to inherit. O our God, wilt not thou judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord, with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is yours, is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them in the brook before the wilderness of Jezreel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. We'll continue reading to verse 30. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of Korah stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in God, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. And think of him, maybe thinking back to the time that he was fleeing for his life after not listening to the true prophet. He tells the people to believe the true prophet, and they will prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beautiful and the holiness as they went out before the army and say, Praise the Lord, who has mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Moab, the children of Ammon and Moab, and Mount Seir, which were coming against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. And when Judah came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked into the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away all the spoil of them, they found among them an abundance of riches, and with the dead bodies, and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil, it was so much. On the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Beersheba, and there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Beersheba to this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, and the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of the countries, and they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for God gave him rest round about. So how does truth affect our lives? Well, as believers, we have the truth. If you hold the Bible, you're holding the truth, the Word of God. And truth is the foundation of our faith, is how we can have assurance and certainty of the promises that we are given, and hope in that. Verse in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but promises in his word are true, that is unchanging and dependable. And a few verses that I'd like to share are this one in 2 Timothy 1:12. Paul said, "I know who I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." And this is the promise, this is 1 John 2:25, and this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. Another promise in Genesis 8:22, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." So since our God is faithful and true, we can have unwavering trust and faith in his promises, and all fear and worry can be swept away as we trust him. John 16:13 says, "Howbeit, when he says, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he shall show you things to come." Psalm 25:5-10. "Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. In thee do I wait all the day. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies." Psalm 100:5. "The Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." So we see here the difference that between the lies and the truth. It's quite clear in the first battle with the difference of the false prophets proclaiming lies that sounded good, but they were ended in destruction for Ahab, and then Jehoshaphat running for his life. And then we saw the truth of the one prophet that did not want to be heard, and then in the second story we see the truth of God's prophet that they listened to, and it was they were able to trust that and trust the Lord. And some of these things that are written under the lies, they can be faced even though we are believers, we are in a fallen world, we'll have to face some of these, but ultimately we have what is under the truth. So ultimately this is if we think of it as being eternal, this leads to death, and this leads to life. So we see the importance of understanding the truth and where it ultimately leads to. So some of Jehoshaphat's bad points or shortcomings that we see were that he kept making alliance with those that were against God, and unfortunately we see that again in the end of chapter 20, we read verse 35 to the end of the chapter. And after this, did Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, join himself with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who did very wickedly. And he joined himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish. And they made the ships in his own river. And then Eliziah, the son of Dodavah of Merishiah, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, because thou hast joined thyself with Ahaziah, the Lord hath broken thy works, and the ships were broken, and they were not able to go to Tarshish. So we see that he did keep making alliance with those who were against God, unfortunately, but overall he did serve the Lord, and the Lord was with him. And we see that some of the good points are that he prepared his heart to seek the Lord, and he set leaders in the cities of Judah to teach the book of the law, and also set judges to judge righteously in the cities of Judah. And he also called the people back to the Lord. In closing, I'd like to read John 8, 31 and 32. Keeping in mind the differences between the lies and the truth that we saw this morning. John 8, 31 and 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Let's close in prayer. Thank you, Lord, that we could look into your word this morning and pray that we would learn something from this morning and that we would grow and walk with you. Thank you that we can believe and have trust in you, and that you are faithful, and that you, what you promised us is we have certainty in that. Thank you for that, and I pray that we would share it with others, Lord, and that we would continue to serve